You probably know about our severe flu season. Health officials say get your flu shot and wash your hands. Your immune system can help you fight the flu or a cold, but what if it could actually help you get over cancer? Researchers have been working on a way to use our immune systems to treat diseases. It's called immunotherapy. The Seattle company Adaptive Biotechnologies has been researching a specific kind of immunotherapy.
It's called immune sequencing. And it's a way of saying that they use high-speed DNA sequencers to look specifically at cells of the immune system, namely T cells and B cells.
That's Seattle biotech journalist Luke Timmerman. He told me Adaptive Biotechnologies got into the acquisition business recently. The Seattle company bought a San Francisco firm called Sequenta. And I was curious why Adaptive Biotechnologies had its eye on Sequenta.
These two companies were developing similar technology about 5 years ago. They were taking the DNA sequencers and adjusting them in such a way with new chemistry and software to focus specifically on the immune system cells. And a couple of years ago, they started to go down different paths when it became time to commercialize. Adaptive here in Seattle focused more on refining and standardizing its technology and offering it to researchers and drug companies for their experiments. Sequenta out of San Francisco focused more on selling a diagnostic test, and a very specific one for looking for what they call minimal residual disease. And that's a fancy clinical way of saying when you've got leukemia or lymphoma and they try to kill it all with chemotherapy, the doctor wants to know, did we get all the cancer? Can we really detect any minimal residual disease that's left? And that's one of the things that this technology is good at doing.
I'm talking with Seattle-based biotech writer Luke Timmerman. And Luke, it sounds like if Adaptive and Sequenta are under one roof, then they have a diagnostic and they have a research technology in one. So they've diversified their offerings.
Correct.
Are either of these commercialized ventures making a profit yet?
No.
Okay. Do you think that merging together is going to help them to do that?
Well, so Adaptive, both companies have real revenues coming in. So that makes them different than a lot of, say, development stage drug companies that spend 10 years before they ever get real revenue.
Right.
They could be profitable if they want to, but because they're addressing a potentially very big market, they've opted instead to raise a lot of outside investment capital and spend a lot of money to try to get much bigger long term.
So sort of the Amazon model.
You could say that.
Well, since we're talking about Seattle, I am going to say that. How does what Adaptive and now Adaptive with Sequenta, how does what that company do relate to the other biotech research and firms in our Seattle market?
Adaptive, longer term, could be in a position to be a real kingmaker in this emerging field of immuno-oncology or cancer immunotherapy. And the reason is they have these deals with pharma companies. They're testing these new immune system-based therapies. And Adaptive has the technology that can potentially tell you which one of those drugs are going to work or in which patients they might work for and which patients are not good candidates. So it can really separate the winners from the losers in drug development.
Why is immunotherapy so attractive?
Partly because it doesn't have the same kind of side effects as traditional chemotherapy or radiation. Anybody who's been in touch with cancer at all knows that these are pretty gruesome treatments, very difficult to tolerate. And the immune system approach is much milder, generally speaking, and it offers the potential for longer-term responses. So once your immune system has been recalibrated or trained to attack that tumor, it has memory, just like how your immune system remembers how to attack the chicken pox. So for those who do respond to these, they could have nice long-term remissions and go about their regular lives.
What percentage of the patient population is actually helped by these sorts of treatments?
So far, the early ones don't help everybody. It's anywhere between, say, 20 and 50% of the patients who've been studied in clinical trials are responding to these immunotherapies. But one of the local companies, Juno Therapeutics, has generated much excitement in the industry and in investment circles because their early trials are suggesting response rates in the range of, say, 85 to even 90%.
Wow.
For patients who had been through all the other options and appeared to have very little time left.
So Juno did this big IPO. Adaptive Biotech just acquires Sequenta. When you look at the landscape for Seattle biotech, what would you imagine that we're going to see in 5 or 10 years here? Is this the wave, in other words?
Immunotherapy is one of the most important trends in medicine today. And Seattle's very fortunate to have a real competency in this area, that combination of cancer biology and immunology. These are two very important companies. Now, a lot can go wrong. They're still young, but they are turning heads in the international scene.
So when you, you're based here, you work here, but when you look at the landscape for this kind of research across the country, where does Seattle sit in terms of the health of our industry?
Seattle as a biotech hub overall has had some hard times in recent years. These are two of the bright spots, Juno and Adaptive, that are coming up. But a number of companies have stumbled in recent years. Dendrion was one notable example. Amgen recently said that they were going to close their 700-person facility here in Seattle. So it's a volatile business. There are lots of ups and downs. Seattle is not really in the top five among major biotech clusters. Boston and San Francisco are really the top two. But there are some really interesting things happening here.
Luke Timmerman is a biotech journalist and a contributor to Forbes magazine.